My brothers and sisters in Christ, there's two schools of thought that we need to be aware of regarding the evil one, especially when he's doing his work. We see that in this gospel today. One school of thought is that the evil one does all evil in the world and is in charge of all the nasty things that happen. And that's not necessarily true. These kinds of people who follow this school of thought are really enthralled a lot of times by movies about the devil and just can't get enough of thinking about and studying about the evil one. It's not always a healthy way to live. Certainly the evil one is around, but we shouldn't be paying so much attention to him as we are to our Lord and his power. And the other school of thought is that there is no devil and things are able to be explained simply through science. The foaming at the boy's mouth and him writhing on the ground is probably some synapses in his brain that is causing him to do this. And this is also a poor way of thinking and a poor way of living, because the evil one would like us to believe that he's not, that he's hidden, that he's not real. So neither of these ways of thinking, these schools of thought, are healthy or good. But we need to have the wisdom of God to help us to discern. And that only comes through, as Jesus tells us today, prayer. Why could we not drive this demon out? Why couldn't we heal this boy? It's because Jesus is kind of reprimanding them. It's because you're not praying. With prayer, all things are possible. We know that to be true. With prayer, all things are possible. All evils can be overcome and are overcome and will be overcome through prayer. Problem is that we struggle to believe, isn't it? Jesus is looking for faith in this man whose son is possessed. And perhaps he's bringing his son only because he wants a show to see if Jesus can do it. But his prayer, what he cries out to Jesus, should actually be our prayer. I do believe, help my unbelief, increase my faith. We increase our faith through prayer. We're able to balance these schools of thought that are pulling at us. Is it just science? Is it the evil one? We're able to balance those thoughts. The wisdom of God comes to us through prayer. And so let's ask God to increase prayer in our lives, that we're able to really talk to him and see things the way he does and do what God inspires us to do. Let us turn to him now in this Holy Eucharist. He comes to us truly and really in his true presence.